Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Here's something else new for Open House from tonight. We kick off with another one of our regular reviewers, our housemates tonight, covering the exciting, scary, absorbing and rapidly changing arena of new media, social media. It's changing the world and certainly the way we communicate with each other, as it's rarely been changed before in so many ways. So to help us make sense of it all, bring us up to date with how it's changing our world and our lives, is technology whiz, online marketer and blogger Steve Krieger. Hi, Steve.
G'day, Lee.
Thanks very much for coming in. I really look forward to these conversations. I want to begin with a couple of recent huge events, and especially how we've seen social media rack up some amazing numbers in them. Mm. The two events that come to my mind are the royal wedding and the death of Osama bin Laden. Now, Twitter especially is rapidly and radically changing the way the world finds out about and responds to these kind of big events. Who won between these two events, Osama bin Laden or the royal wedding?
Yeah, it was pretty close to start with. And as the royal wedding kicked off, we thought, wow, this is going to be huge. We were seeing numbers of people talking on Twitter, on Facebook that we hadn't seen, really since the earthquake in Japan.
Yes.
But apart from that, never before. And then there was the Osama bin Laden announcement, and that changed things up again for
So what kind of numbers are we talking about, both with the royal wedding and Osama?
For people who aren't familiar with social media, the numbers really are quite staggering. So at the time of the wedding, as the vows were going on, as William and Kate were exchanging their vows, we were looking at 300 tweets per second around the world. On Facebook, we were looking at 74 Facebook status updates per second. And curiously, Australia is the third largest generator of these tweets around the world. So we had the United States, the United Kingdom, and then Australia coming in third place for all of the global mentions of the wedding on social
now,
media.
Now, why is that? We've always been ones to leap onto new technology.
Absolutely. And we love to talk.
Yes.
We love to share our opinions, so yeah. In that sense, it's not surprising. And we love to get on the conversation as well around the Osama bin Laden announcement, and that was where the conversations really picked up. So we were looking then as Barack Obama was making the announcement about his death, 4,000 tweets per second. Shortly afterwards, we'd hit over 5,000 tweets. So there's conversations going
on. Per second.
Per second, that's right.
And another 5,000 the next second.
Absolutely.
Right. The highest, so the other highest one was in the earthquake tsunami.
That's right. The previous record was set. Yeah, we were over 6,000. So close to 7,000 tweets per second were being posted during that tsunami in Japan earlier this year.
Wow. So. One of many interesting things is we're able to isolate key words on Twitter, as they trend, as they say, that are most used in these events. Some of the words in the royal wedding, what were they?
Yeah, interestingly, I mean, perhaps not surprising, number one was William and Kate, so they were the most used words in those conversations on Twitter. Number four, proud to be British. I'm assuming there weren't many Australians that were tweeting that comment, but
no.
Coming in number nine, they kissed, so that was the biggest moment of the announcement, that's right.
With bin Laden's death, it was one of the interesting things with that is that a week before President Obama actually made that announcement, when the raid was actually taking place, there was a guy who lived around the corner from Osama tweeting about it live, if only we'd known about it then.
Absolutely. I think that was one of the most fascinating parts of this whole episode. There was a guy, a Pakistani, living just down the road, who said at the time at 1 o'clock, there's a helicopter hovering above Abbottabad, and this is a rare event. And then you can trace back all of his conversations since that point to see his ongoing commentary. And he realizes at the end of that conversation that he's just been live blogging, in his words, the arrest of the world's most wanted man.
And nobody got it until a week later.
That's right. So this is one of the real benefits of social media, that people can actually be describing a situation of global significance without even knowing it.
Yeah. We also have to make the point that online audiences soared over those few days as well.
Absolutely. And again, the numbers are staggering. It's interesting, as more and more of these organizations and the government, so for example, the White House has a website set up where they live stream all of their announcements from the president.
Yes.
And so they get a phenomenal number of people logging in to see these announcements being made. But if we just take a step back to the royal wedding again, we saw the YouTube channel that the royal family had set up to stream that event was getting 72 million views of that coverage. Wow. So there's more people than there are living in the United Kingdom or watching that event take place online.
Okay, so there are a couple of enormous examples of how we're responding to these major world events. But there are also numbers of ways in which social media in particular is actually making news itself.
Absolutely. So the most interesting example in recent times has been what's been referred to as the Facebook revolution.
Yes.
In the Middle East. So we look to countries like Egypt and Syria and Libya to see how social media has been used to gather people together. For people to realize I'm not the only one who feels this way, to bring people to certain locations at certain times and to unite the nation against their leader. In each of these countries, social media has played a really important part in the uprisings.
And the interesting turning point in Egypt was when Hosni Mubarak, the president, tried to close down Facebook.
He
and
did.
That just sent them crackers.
Absolutely. And he also realized what a foolish move it was, because the country relies on commerce and tourism to keep its budget flowing. And he couldn't do that if they didn't have any internet. So he'd caught himself out. Other countries have tried to do similar things, like China in the past. But again, those countries have people have always found ways to create their own networks, subverting whatever the government controls put in
place. Let's step back from it a bit and just say, and we're in the midst of it now. It's happening now. Why is this taking off as it is, do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. People are spending a lot of energy thinking about this. I think part of the reason why it's becoming so popular is the types of phones that people are using. So now you don't have to be near a computer to access the internet. Wherever you are in the world, you've got your computer, you've got your access to Facebook and Twitter right on your phone. And people are realizing that there is a conversation that is far bigger than themselves and the people that they know that they want to contribute to.
Yeah. If this is how the world is more and more finding out about itself and the events that shape it, I confess to a bit of self-interest here as a news person. Mm. How worried should the existing news platforms be about the citizen media taking off? Kind of everyone on social media can be a reporter now.
Mm. It's emerged like that in recent years as blogs have taken off and everyone who has got a computer has basically got a voice now. And that's what social media is providing to a really micro level. But journalists are taking advantage of this. They're finding sources on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yes.
NPR in the US has set up a Facebook page and they use that to gather sources. So we're running a story on people who've got, you know, two left feet. Do you know anyone who's got two left feet? Can you, you know, share your examples? And people are doing that. So as a source for information, it's extremely useful.
Same here with Open House. Our Facebook page has gone off. So it's a great vehicle. I look forward very much, Steve Krieger, to many absorbing conversations.
So do I. Thanks,
future.
Lee.
Thanks very much for joining us for the first time.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.